Good news is Gary Medine's looking sharp in training. We've got an under-21 game tomorrow. Hopefully he's going to feature in that. David Prutton's back on the training ground as well. He's going to have a run in that as well. So I'll get probably both of them will have 45 minutes. And obviously losing Joe Mattock and Reed, as you said, a bit set back with his thigh as well. Like, so disappointing, but we'll get on with it, yeah.
What kind of time frame are we looking at then for Mattock and Reader?
Well, the scan has shown Joe Mattock's got a slight tear in the quad just above the knee. So they grade them now, these scans. I think it's classed as a 1+ as such, so that's probably going to be a 3-week job minimum. And Reader's is another grade 1, so that's probably going to be 10 days to 2 weeks as such. So, but it's like anything. I don't think you can put timescales on because people obviously heal and recover differently as such. Disappointing, so it just gives Jeremy an opportunity at left back, where we've been doing some preparation today on the training pitch as well.
A few of the fans have wanted me to ask about Anthony Gardner and how he's coming along. What's his situation at the moment?
Guards, again, is not on the grass or anything like that. We have like an Alter G machine. I think he's doing a bit of running on there, which takes about 80% of the weight load off. So guards is a long, long way at this moment in time. The injury he had was a very bad one, so, as I know myself from experiences of finishing my career through a ruptured Achilles. But guards is obviously still with the physios. He's going to be a bit longer with them as such. Fingers crossed we might have him back before the end of the season.
And Lee and Buxton, are they coming along all right?
Buxton's training with us today. He had a scan the other week, but it was just a general stiffness and soreness as such. So he'll come into my thoughts as well for the weekend as well.
What do you need to see from Gary Medine in this game to sort of feel like, you know what, we can put him back into contention here?
Well, at the end of the day, I think, Gary Medine, the ball's in his court as such. We've given him a second opportunity. He's grateful for it. What we know is that he wants to play games, and the pleasing thing is he's got an opportunity on Friday tomorrow. I think I've had about half a dozen calls from clubs as well that want to possibly take him out on loan as such. So there's a few options available for me at the moment, is because obviously we've got Leon Best, we've got Hattie, we've got Phoebe, and we've got Keelan Lavery, and again I could probably put Maguire up there. So at the moment, forwards wise, I'm quite flush with it. So I'll evaluate it whether I allow him to go out on loan as such.
Do you think it'd do him the power of good though, just to get some games and maybe take some of the pressure and the focus that he would have if he was starting, for example, for Sheffield Wednesday immediately?
Well, at the end of the day, he needs to get back playing and he needs to get up to a level of fitness. As we've seen, is that we've ended up taking loan players that they're not playing regular football. We're having to get them match fit in games. So guys, it doesn't matter what training you do as such, Monday to Friday, it's what you do on a Saturday. Then he'll need that match sharpness. I think it'll be again a great release for him as going out on the pitch playing 11v11 and hopefully do what he's good at. We know that he can put the ball in the back of the net, and that will give him a bit of a confidence, a bit of lift if he hits the ground running with a goal. But again, we can't rush him back because we've got to make sure that when he does come back, he can last a game for 90 minutes. He might have a few cameo roles or something like that coming off the bench for me as such. But then again, what he produces on the training pitch and producing in his games, he might force my hand to pick him and be the out-and-out right striker.
Have you had any talks yet regarding the loan deals that you've got that are running out next week? I think there's a few lads, aren't there? Their Wigan game is set to be their last. The likes of Best, Hutchinson, Gardner, Oshilaja as well. Have you talked to the clubs about them?
Yes, we've spoken. First and foremost, we've asked the individuals, and every one of them wants to stay. They're thoroughly enjoying the football here. Like I say, they've not had much opportunities to play at the parent clubs. We're grateful that we've obviously got them, and I think they've actually raised the bar with the quality they can give us on the training pitch as well. And like I say, unfortunately, I'd like to have had all three players fully fit rather than having to get them fit in games. So, but I think the supporters have seen the qualities that they can bring. But the pleasing thing is the boys want to stay. So now it's down to us discussing like we had with Connor, such a situation. It's now to us to discuss with their parent clubs. Hopefully the managers won't want them back, and hopefully we can extend it. And the be-all, end-all, like I say, is they want to extend it.
Sam's a great story, isn't it? We had a chance to speak to him after the Huddersfield game, and he basically said he treats every game like it could be his last because of the injury issues that he's had. How much credit does he deserve for sort of sticking with this and sort of keeping optimistic?
Well, again, I've been where he's been. I'd had to have major surgery on my spine at 24, and the specialists are saying to me, "How good are you at football?" It's because I best try and save your career. So you sometimes do take things for granted in this game. We're very, very blessed and very, very fortunate to be paid for something we enjoy doing, going from schoolboy to suddenly becoming a professional footballer. Then once you've reached that sort of goal, then having sometimes, well, not through your own fault, having it maybe taken away from you, you suddenly realise how appreciated you are, of how lucky you can be as such. So he's had that spell as Sam. He's a young man still as such, got plenty of time. But I think, like you say, he must drive to work every day thinking, well, I want to grab this opportunity because I nearly had it taken away from me as such. So, but he's a nice man as well, a polite man, appreciates what we're doing for him as such. And again, I just think he goes over them white lines and he's fully 100% committed. Like all the players that we've brought in, is that sometimes you can bring the odd one or two loans in that might not be fully committed to the cause. I can't fault any of the boys' efforts, the commitments, and the willingness to do well for Sheffield Wednesday.
When Gucci signed for Sheffield Wednesday, he made it clear that one of his big ambitions was to make the World Cup squad for the United States, and he did play for them this week. Not the results he was obviously hoping for, but he did feature for them. How good is it to see sort of that coming together now, and that Sheffield Wednesday can help him try and realise that dream?
Well, when do you think, going back when we had a horrendous injury with the centre-halves in the treatment room, I think obviously Gardner, Zieta, Taylor, and then Glenn Leuvens to one point, and then losing Roger Johnson, and suddenly, wow, it was a huge hole. So we had a couple of targets in mind, and again, through contacts in the game, I'd spoke to Harry. He wasn't getting a look in at Queen's Park Rangers. They'd taken him on like a 3-month contract. But anybody that's been to two World Cups, you've got to maybe sit up and take a little bit of notice and think, well, hang on a minute, this boy can obviously play. Unfortunately, he wasn't getting a look in because of the quality that was in front of him. So I think he was getting a little bit frustrated. He was probably chomping at the bit, thinking, hang on a minute, Klinsmann's want me to play. If I've got to be playing to go to the World Cup, at the end of the day, nobody's going to take anybody who's not getting game time on the football pitch. So we met him, got on well with him, and sort of threw him in, really, at, was it Burnley away, I think, his debut. To credit to the boy, he, because he's not played any league football, I think he'd been on the bench for about 4 or 5 times for QPR. So again, these games tend to find you out, but with his knowledge and experience, and he's played with Glenn, he's played with Miguel as such. So he's come in and done well, and then he's tweaked. We're probably asking too much of him because he had to play at high intensity and he tweaked his calf. But great that he's got back into the national team, and any club that's got a player that's going to the World Cup should be very, very proud.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we talked about Oshilaja briefly a moment ago. Is he sort of a little bit unlucky that some of these guys have come back to fitness and have been able to start again, and he's not really been able to get a chance, has he?
Well, he has been so unlucky. I sat down and had a chat with him the other day. He was going to start at Reading up until 2 o'clock. We still couldn't get clearance because this cross-border. But so then in the end, we ended up dropping Semi back to there. And then by that period, I think we got Gooch back and we got Leuvens back. He played in the Wigan game. And then by that time, I got Gooch back and Leuvens back. So he's been very, very unfortunate. And again, he's been missing out at the minute because I've got 6 loans. You can only name 5 on the team sheet as such. So the last couple of games, he's just missed out on that front. But again, I can't fault his application. He's an asset to Cardiff City as such. And credit to him, he's trained very hard, but he's just been a little bit unlucky.
This seems like a good time to talk about Chris Maguire as well. I think he's just been named Player of the Month for Sheffield Wednesday by the fans. When he came back from his loan from Coventry, you really sort of set a challenge to him to make this work now, to start again at this club. And, you know, he's done that and a half, hasn't he, really? And how much praise does he deserve for that? And what has he done differently? Is it just a case of trying a bit harder or what? What is it?
I wouldn't say trying a bit harder. At the end of the day, like you say, you've got to give players credit. Sometimes I've made umpteen phone calls to Premier League clubs to say, well, can we get this lad on loan? Managers agreed with it, but suddenly the lads turn around. And you've got to get off your backside sometimes and get out of your comfort zone and go and play your trade somewhere else. And credit to Chris, he went to Coventry. I think he got a couple of goals on his debut as such. So that would have given him confidence because he is a confidence player such as Chris. I just knew when Chris came back, he needed an arm around him. He just needed a bit of a pep talk and look and say, look, I've shown my confidence in him. But one thing I did know is when he was at Portsmouth, we had a player that did very well at Portsmouth, was loved by the Portsmouth fans. And I just challenged Chris and told Chris to get back to them standards. At the end of the day, he's a centre-forward stroke player that I've put out wide, and he's chipped in with some goals. But what he's got to realise as well, though, is there will always be a little dip in your game, as in at the moment he's putting a shift in for the team, but he's not having that break in front of the goal. But what one thing I will do is I'll never say, never stop trying, never stop shooting. And credit to Chris, if he'll take responsibility and he'll take it on. The only times I will criticise him if somebody's in a better position that they can slip somebody in rather than taking the shot on. But credit to him, he's rolled his sleeves up and he's had a good go. And rather than boring, he's working his socks off and he's had his break. He stayed in the team, and the challenge for him is to keep the shirt and stay in the team as well.
I'm not sure if you contemplate things like this, but would you list that, you know, his success since he came back here as one of the sort of the big positives since you took charge?
Well, I think there's a few, and I think we've had a few setbacks and knockbacks. I think Semedo and Lee in midfield, suddenly we've had to rejig that. I don't think people saw that as a pair, and as Semedo and Lee, how well they complemented each other. I would call probably Semi the soldier who breaks it up and gives it, and I would call Lee the artist who creates, and the pass that Lee picked out for the Leeds game for Reader, I think there's only probably Lee that saw it in the stand. Everybody's thinking shoot, and then suddenly he's picked out that pass. So we've missed them too as well, and so all credit to the lads who have all come in. We've had setbacks, but the lads that have come in have grabbed the shirt and grabbed their opportunity. I wouldn't like to pinpoint individuals as such. I think it's collectively that we've every week we've had players in around an 8 out of 10 performance, and we've had probably about 8 and 9 players performing, and suddenly probably the first half against Charlton. That's probably the only blip that since I've been in charge. Maybe the Bournemouth game as well, but all credit to the players. They're having a right good go. And as it shows with our away form at the moment, we don't fear getting on the bus and travelling away to anywhere at the minute.
I want to come back to that in a moment. When you took the job, there was talk of a director of football coming in. Has there been any headway there? Has there been any progress in that, sir?
No, again, I just read what you lads are saying. I'll listen to what you lads are saying. There's been talks this week of a takeover as such, and I've seen that the chairman's come out and had to deny it as such. No, again, more often not, we're the last to get to know us. No, I'm just carrying on and doing the job that I was asked to do as such until told different. All I can concentrate on is inside them white lines.
Does it have any impact, though, when you wake up one day and you either read a headline or someone says, hey, did you see that takeover story? And you maybe haven't heard anything or haven't been told anything. Does that sort of... Does it make you think for a little bit, what's happening here?
No, at the end of the day, I think if there's going to be something to be said, anything in concrete, I think I'm sure the chairman and Paul Aldridge would inform the head coach of the football club. Yeah, we can't, at the end of the day, we can't stop the speculation as such, but it's like anything, more often not, is that these stories that come out means that the deal's not going to go ahead. It's normally they're kept quiet.
So you've not been told anything this week?
No. Well, all I've done is the chairman's just said to me that obviously disappointed that I think it's been leaked out. I think the chairman's quoted as that. And in the end, you have to just come out and squash in speculation as such. But like I said, not till the I's are dotted and the T's crossed. I'm sure that's when everything will be announced as such.
When we're talking about the big positives that you've had since you've been here, I suppose the ultimate one, and it is a collective one, is the fact that you're now 15th in the table. You've got 39 points. That can't be underplayed, can it, considering where this team was just a few months ago?
Well, I don't want any complacency to come in. It doesn't matter if it's 39 points, whatever, we've got 14 games to go, and I want to get up as high up in the league as possible. I think last year was a little bit spooky. I think Peterborough probably went down with 54 points and it was going into the last sort of few games. Whether that's going to be the benchmark again this season, but... So, if anything, I want to get as many points as possible, and hopefully 3 on Saturday at Yeovil.
Is the club showing progress, though? I mean, if you can continue in the manner that you are at the moment, is it showing real progress? You know, as a team that gets promoted, then survives, and then potentially challenges for the top half, would that be seen as, you know, the kind of thing that this club needs, having one promotion?
Well, you've obviously got one eye on the future sort of thing, as in planning for next season and last thing I'd want to do is make sure that Sheffield Wednesday is not appealing as such. So the higher we can finish up the league, more appealing when we're with negotiating, because there'll be lads out of contract next season that hopefully we'll be in the market for, and it'll be up to me to try and sell the football club. But they'll also have one eye on the league table and see where you finish as such. And so the higher we can finish, the better it's going to help me actually signing new players or re-signing the players that are on contracts here as well.
Have any of the players come up to you that are out of contract here and said, Gaffer, can we have a chat about this? You know, I'd like to stay, or can we have a talk perhaps about what's going to be going ahead in the future?
No. At the end of the day, I think the players are knowledgeable enough and experienced enough to know that until we're mathematically safe as such, that there can be no decisions made. But at the end of the day, I think at the moment that it's the younger element, probably the Laveries and the Palmers that are coming out of contract, that we see the future of the football club. And again, that we just want to get them probably tied down as well a little bit earlier as such. Whereas the older lads, they just know at this moment in time nothing can be done until it's mathematically safe.
Have you had good talks with Palmer and Lavery then?
Again, they're keen. They're putting in the performances. What they do know is obviously that their performances end up getting you new contracts as such. So credit to them too. When it becomes down to discussions, obviously that's down to Paul Aldridge and down to the players' agent. So the most important thing, as I said to the players, is that it's nice to be wanted, and so we want them to stay. I think they want to stay. As they've shown, the more lads we can get through the system, as in coming through the academy, I think the fans want that. I think we want that as a football club, and I think the football club benefits when you've got homegrown talent in the team as well.
As we touched on earlier, great away record. I think you're 9 unbeaten away from Hillsborough. What goes into a team that can consistently get results on the road? What's the secret behind it?
My secret is self-belief, I think, as well, is that we do know that if we go a goal down, we've got the confidence because we've been here before. It's the experience that we've been before. To go to Reddings and go to Watfords and go to Huddersfields and get them away wins as such, but also to get clean sheets as well, which is a huge boost. So it just breeds confidence as such. Who would have thought? I'd love to maybe say sometimes, oh, yeah, we're going away and I can have a settled side at this moment. Probably going into Saturday's game, you're waiting on Gucci and you're waiting on Lavery if they're going to be fit coming through the international games. But just a bit of self-belief and the confidence that, look, come on, we're on a little run as such. If anything, like I say, we've got to start making Hillsborough a bit more of a fortress. That's why it was nice to win ugly last week against Middlesbrough. But like I say, if we can keep the points ticking over by getting a point or 3 points, we start with a point away from home, so let's not throw that away and let's try and get the 3 points.
Mm. Well, the Hillsborough issue, if I can call it that, be a constant problem for this club, because Dave Jones talked about it an awful lot, and he was probably the 10th manager in a row who talks about, you know, getting Hillsborough into a fortress, and I don't think anybody's really achieved it. Why is it so difficult to sort of make that happen?
I have no idea. At the end of the day, you've got to have brave players, you've got to have players that want to get on the ball, you've got to have a brand of playing as well where you think, well, hang on a minute, it doesn't matter, it's our patch, what we have to do is impose ourselves. And I think we have done that in certain games. It's just probably a 45-minute blip against Charlton the other night, and Derby have nicked the game possibly with a 1-0 win as such, and Wigan, it could have gone either way. I think we had a couple of chances early doors, so it's about, at the end of the day, it's about converting your chances and keeping the back door shut. But what we've got to realise is that every team will always get a lift by coming and playing at Hillsborough, because the atmosphere, the fans, the crowd is and the history of the football club, the opposition will get a lift. But what, at the end of the day, you look at Manchester United, and I suppose Manchester United, it's a cup final atmosphere every week for them, because every team's normally the underdog. Mm-hmm. And Manchester United have got to respond to that at this moment. It's not working out for Manchester United. So, but going back to the Hillsborough situation, ideally, I think you've got to be winning more home games on there, as we have done in probably the last two seasons.
On Yeovil, when they came to Hillsborough, that was a particularly frustrating afternoon for this club. I think they were down to 10 men pretty early on, got a point, just managed to sort of stop the flow of of Wednesday playing in that one. What type of game do you expect on Saturday?
Well, again, my saying to, or my team talk to the players is that this will probably be our hardest game so far, because you've got a team that are fighting and scrapping for their lives. Any team that can go to Reading and lose three men and then still get a draw out of it just shows what the commitment, and it just shows is that it doesn't matter if you're playing against 10 men, 9 men or 8 men, it's difficult to win games of football if you're not converting your chances. But we go there in very good confidence, but what we've got to do is impose our game on them, and the most important thing is match their work rate and match their commitment, and then hopefully our quality on the ball will show, and then the result will take care of itself.